If you're a mom, it is probably commonplace, at least I hope it's not just me, who it's commonplace to go throughout your house and find teeny tiny little messes around that are left behind by somebody who could easily have taken care of it for themselves, but they did not. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. Okay, so whether or not you are a mom, you are going to find this helpful. It is when you're going to use this skill when there are little messes around that irritate you, but you're not really jumping right up to take care of them. As a mom, these are often messes that, again, are trailing behind some of my kids, right? At least in my house. So there's these little messes that I don't even necessarily know who made them. They're just those little irritating things that I continuously have these little, what I call touch points with throughout my day. They end up being the spill in the refrigerator, the crumbs all over the toaster oven, underneath the toaster oven, the pile of shoes by the door, the clothing trailing the hallway on the trailing the steps on the way to go upstairs where kids are putting their laundry away. Like, these little messes can be so irritating. And what makes them frustrating is that, again, the people who made them, I know 9.5 times out of 10, they know they made the mess. They just turned around and left it there. And as a mom, this is super irritating. So I came up with this simple question to ask myself years ago, and it really helps diffuse kind of that mom anger that would come when I would find some of these messes around that, again, I know I didn't make, and I know it doesn't take long to pick them up, and someone else could have cleaned them up or picked them up all on their own. But I discovered this little question to ask myself, and it gave way to a strategy that I'm going to share here with you today. And the question is, why wait? This was the question that I asked myself as I was going in and out of my refrigerator multiple times, noticing that somebody spilled jelly or somehow got jelly all over the shelf area where we keep the jelly and left it there. Nobody wiped it up. Nobody cleaned it up. And I kept seeing this jelly there every time I went into the refrigerator. But the day we cleaned the refrigerator is on Saturday. So I kept dealing with the jelly every time I went in and out of the refrigerator, and I kept getting more and more frustrated that the jelly was there. And so finally I asked myself, why wait? Why wait till Saturday to simply clean up this jelly? And it was like a new revelation had come down from the sky when it had opened up and rained down on me. Why wait? So I didn't want to continue. What I discovered was I could spend just a few moments in this case cleaning up the jelly and really diffuse my own frustration and anger that was really seeping out of me at times. And I didn't like that. And I didn't want to do that anymore. And so this whole concept that I'm going to share with you stemmed from that sticky, stuck-on jelly all over the refrigerator shelf. And that was years ago. And it has now morphed into this amazing strategy that I use and I'm excited to pass on to you when, again, I want to diffuse my mom anger, when I want to set myself up for less touch points with some of these frustrating, simple, small things. So why was I waiting? This is the question I asked myself. And that is where the 3x3 strategy comes from. It's just 3 steps. And it doesn't take much time at all. So when there is something, in the case of my jelly, where it's something that could wait until the proper time or the right time or the planned time for when you are going to clean up the jelly, Why wait is the question to ask yourself. So here's what this strategy looks like. And again, you're going to use it when there's something you could do or you could wait to take action on it. So here's the criteria that you're going to use when deciding what to do about something like grape jelly in my example. So number one, if this one thing, like the grape jelly, has frustrated you on more than three separate occasions, you would check off the box for number one. The next thing you'd ask yourself is, can it be completed in 3 minutes or less? Can it be completed in 3 minutes or less? And again, in my example, the jelly would meet that criteria. I knew, I was confident that I could wipe up that smeared all over jelly in under 3 minutes. And if you check off the box for number one, and if you check off the box for number two, then you take care of it right then and there. And that's where I say it's going to take you less than 3 minutes, because that's the criteria. If the answer to the question number two is no, it's not going to be something that I can get done in 3 minutes or less, well, then you would decide what to do from there. The 3x3 strategy wouldn't fit in that case. And in reality, I used that strategy that day for grape jelly, and I know it took me less than 2 minutes. Just yesterday, I used this strategy in my pantry area. I've got one of those corner shelving, open shelving areas. A lot of times you might see like that Lazy Susan is what we call it, that goes in the corner, you know, that spinning shelf that can help you get into the corner a little bit better. We don't have a Lazy Susan in that area, but it's like that corner shelf that you find in a kitchen sometimes. And I used the same 3x3 strategy yesterday when I was struggling more than one time, right? It bothered me three different times or more that I went into that area to try to grab. Usually what we keep in there, or pretty much all that we keep in there, is like small kitchen appliances. Our blender, our food processor, our grater, a little handheld chopper thing, a mandolin. These kinds of things are in that shelving unit. And on more than three occasions, I tried to get in there to grab my blender. And that area was just all disorganized. And I couldn't get to what I needed to get to easily. And so I sat there and I looked at that disheveled area there, frustrated yet again when I wanted to get my blender out. And I had to sift around and weave around the popcorn popper and a whole bunch of other stuff that just wasn't where it belonged in that shelving area. And I thought to myself, why wait? Again, pantry organizing is something that I do on Wednesdays. Well, it wasn't Wednesday. So in my mind, I was thinking, I'll get to this on Wednesday when I do the pantry reorganizing. And that's when the light bulb went on and I thought, wait a minute, why wait? I use my blender almost every day. There's always some sort of smoothie being made here, or sometimes we use it for our family favorite breakfast item, Dutch Baby. If you are looking for a recipe for that, you can go to theintentionalmom.com, put in Dutch Baby or puffed pancake. I can't remember how I have it classified, but you'll find my recipe there. It's a great, easy, simple, inexpensive way to feed your family in the morning. But we make that a lot, and that is something you use your blender for. And so again, I was sitting there thinking, you know what? I cannot wait to get to Saturday to deal with this so I don't have to continue fighting to get to my blender. And then I thought, how dumb is that? Has this frustrated me more than three times? Yes. Can I get this done in 3 minutes or less? Yes. So then the rule is, all right, I'm going to do it right now. And you know what? It didn't even take me the full 3 minutes to get that whole area reorganized, and to the point where now I can get to where I need to get to. Now, I'm not silly enough to think it's necessarily going to stay that way for very long. But there was no reason for me to sit there and continue to fight with this area, trying to get to my blender pretty much every day, waiting for Wednesday to get here so that I could do the pantry reorganizing. It literally took me less than 2 minutes. And look at that. No more frustration, no more wasted time fumbling with all the stuff to try to get to what I needed. And while I was at it, I wiped off the crumbs that were on the shelf, kind of in the front area. Now, as I looked further, deeper into the shelf, I could see, you know what, there's a few crumbs and things like that further back. You know what? I left those alone. That would have taken me to deal with that now, or at that point, would have taken me beyond that 3-minute realm. and I didn't have more than 3 minutes. And the strategy really doesn't work if you're not following the rules. This strategy feels like a quick and easy, painless way to just tidy up and clean up and deal with some of these frustrating areas. But if you don't abide by kind of the rules that you know are part of the strategy just doesn't work anymore. And so I didn't want to ask myself to work beyond that 3 minute limit. I didn't honestly have 3 minutes to do that yesterday. But the beauty of this strategy is that it is a 3 minutes or less strategy. So I know those crumbs are still there. And I know that I will get to them then when I get to the pantry reorganizing day on Wednesday. But since while I was in there just kind of rearranging stuff and getting it all to fit nice and in a way that I can actually get to what I need to again, I took care of the crumbs that were visible because they took me just another extra couple of seconds. And again, it just took that frustration point out of the equation. Now, when I look at that whole shelving area, it's neat. It's organized and there are no visible crumbs. And so I am a much happier, less frustrated person, and I'm not having to waste so much time getting what I needed. So there again, I know that there are more crumbs further back there and I will clean that area better when I get to it. But for now, it frustrated me more than three times. I could get what I got done in under 3 minutes. In fact, it was right around 2 minutes. And so it was just time to do it. And you know what? This morning when I went to get my blender, oh, it was so much easier. And I was so grateful, so thankful that I took that 2 minutes. Think of how many times we just easily whittle away 2 minutes. It happens so easily. So this was a quick 2 minute task that packed a big punch, not only in just feeling less frustrated in what I was doing when I have to grab a blender or something from that area, but also it just made me less frustrated towards my kids. It helped diffuse that anger that I can so often feel when my head says, how difficult is it just to put things away in the right places? You know what? I can't answer that question. I don't think I'll ever be able to answer that question. And I'm 9 kids in. However, what I do know is that the 3x3 strategy was a perfect fit for this frustrating task that made it easier for me going forward and diffused that kind of frustrated anger that I can have towards my kids when again, it's just not necessary. I could quickly diffuse myself. I could quickly fix the situation. And you know what? Already today, I have been reaping the rewards of that task. So why wait? That's the question to ask yourself. If it has frustrated you more than 3 times and you can get it done in less than 3 minutes, then the rule is for the strategy, you jump in and you take care of it now. That's what I had for you today. I cannot wait for you to use this strategy with your family. It will help diffuse your own frustration and your own anger when, again, what is so hard? That's the million-dollar question. But the second backup question is why wait? So don't wait anymore. That is such a great question. Why wait? And if you were me, if I were you, I would write that question down on a sticky note. And the reason I say, if I were you, it's because you may or may not be aware that I have a deep, deep love for sticky notes. I actually have a sticky note system I will share at some point. But why wait? Such a good question. Such a simple question. And there are so many of these little frustrations that we can just remove. We can remove ourselves from. We can take care of the situation in under 3 minutes, and we can go about. We can go on our merry little way, and just again diffuse some of this frustration and anger that we can so easily feel. So, in the next episode, we're going to be talking about how to save a little money on groceries. If you are feeling the pain of the grocery store sting these days, man, you are not alone. And we're going to be talking about that on the next episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast. I'll see you then.